This program is a paid commercial announcement from Jacob Media Partners and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia, a radio.com station. Now, live from the Malamut & Associates Law Studios.
This is Style with Stevola. Style with Stevola Sanchez, Philly's superstar of design and the self-proclaimed creator of tomorrow's unique style. Style with Stevola and his friends from around the fashion globe. And now, one of Philadelphia's most iconic providers of everything style. Stevola Sanchez. Stevola Sanchez.
Hello and welcome. You are listening to me, Stevola, and I am your host for Style with Stevola. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You know, with all this craziness going on and, you know, all the chaos happening in the world, I really just want to have an hour of fun, you know? So I think it's really important that you listen and laugh and have a good time and forget about things that are going on in the world. So I have, just before we start the show, I just have a really quick story that I want to share. How I met these two incredible people. We were invited, which was wonderful. Our third year here in Philadelphia, we got invited to the Philadelphia Style magazine holiday party. And so we were like, what do we wear? We were like, oh my God, what is our style going to be? Blah, blah, blah. So we figured it all out. We walked in. We had a really, really wonderful evening. And then like towards kind of the end of the evening, I had a moment. And I was like, wait a minute. It was like a mirage of these like gorgeousity people. There was a group of them and I was like, wait, who are these people? So of course I like, you know, had a couple drinks in me. So I walked over. I was like, oh, I had, you know, had the guts. And I was just like, oh my gosh, who are you people? You guys are so beautiful and wonderful. And they were having so much fun. And they were like, hi, I'm Pam or Pamela. And hi, I'm Jennifer. And I was just like, hi, beauties. So it was amazing. And now I consider them friends. I mean, they're incredible people. And why I brought them on the show, what really inspired me to bring them on the show is what they do. I mean, they built this incredible business, which I think is pretty incredible. And I just wanted to share the word. You know, I think it's important for other people to know, like, there are people out there like you guys that, you know, can help in so many different ways. So without further ado, I want to welcome Pamela Ryan Caruso and Jennifer Frey Rossi.
Hi, Steve.
I mean, there's not an A at the end of it. Anyway, that's just how I am. Hi. Say hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Listeners.
Thank you for having us. It's an honor. And that intro was
it made my day.
Oh, well, I mean, okay.
I'll cut you a check later.
Are you? No, no. But usually I save this for the later part. But I just have to say it now. Check out their Instagrams while you're listening to the show, because I mean, they're fabulous. Right? What are your Instagrams? Can you say it? Like, could you tell the listeners?
Individually, mine is Pamela_Caruso.
Yeah.
And I am Jennifer Rossi 212.
And then we are Bravado Philly.
Oh, I was
Bravado underscore
that.
Philly. Oh,
I was gonna say that
I'm
next.
Sorry.
But I just wanted to get them to know you first. But anyway, I wanted to tell the listeners that, you know, what they do, which we're gonna get into, is amazing. But first, I mean, the company is called Bravado. And they offer multiple services. But when I say that, get your head out of the gutter, because they're great services.
They're legal services in the state of Pennsylvania.
Exactly.
And New Jersey.
Right. It's legal in many states. But Bravado. And now let's, I'm like super excited. So I'm like getting a little crazy, but let me take a breath. Let's first of all talk about Bravado and what it is, and then we're going to dissect it and go into like everything, like by category, what you guys offer.
So Bravado was born, we like to say, organically, because Jennifer and I have been best friends for many years at this point, and we just share an innate love of fashion. So Jen has been in retail, amongst other businesses, for the larger part of her life, and I was in medical sales. So, but on the weekends, we would be sharing photos of just different fashion ideas or runway shows that we loved. And it's just always been one of our passions. And we each came to a crossroads in our careers where we weren't as happy as we had been in the past. So we decided to forge together to start something, which we originally thought was going to be a boutique. We decided to do it in Philadelphia, and we did not have the capital to, get the brick and mortar. So we were looking into spaces. But in the meantime, Jennifer's reputation in the retail space really allowed us to...
Or her services.
Yeah.
Her legal services.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, my God.
Her tremendous services allowed us to really get our name out there initially. And we had a couple of sales within... We didn't even have our LLC finalized. We applied for an LLC, and 8 or 10 days later, we had our first sale, which was pretty significant. I mean, there was a comma there. So, mm-hmm. I mean, we were excited about that. We started servicing women mostly, like 80% initially, and showing them that they didn't have to step out of their home or their office or, you know, pick up their children late from daycare to have affordable fashion. So that was really impressive to us. And we decided that we were going to be Philadelphia's first concierge styling service.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to get a little more in, I want them to understand the details of what every aspect, you go on the website, which is bravadophilly.com, right? And you have you two, you can learn about them, read their bios. I did, and I Insta-stalked them. But you can, learn about them, and they have fabulous photos up there. And you can, and it's super legit. You have all this background. But at the same time, there are so many services that you offer. I want to go through them all. So personal styling, events, closet audits, consulting, and custom denim jackets. And there's also the concierge, which is, we're going to explain all of that. But I want to start with personal styling. Now, explain what that is. I know it's kind of self-explanatory, but for somebody who, I can't afford a stylist or this or that, but just explain what that service is.
So we work with all budgets, Steve, and we just love to make people happy. And that's our thing. We're okay, you have a budget of $100, $1,000, whatever it may be, we will do everything that we can to make you feel beautiful and confident. And that is where we just really thrive in our business. And I think that's where we were able to get such a quick response, and also the reputation that we do have right now after only just a year and a half. And we just feel so blessed at this point to be able to help the people that we have, whether it news anchors, your everyday mother, everyone.
And when you think of personal styling, I think that, Jen, you'd probably agree that we hear about this phrase when it comes to LA and Hollywood and red carpets, but it doesn't have to be that way. We personal style women that are, they want to look chic when they're dropping their children off at school or daycare. They want to look great for an interview. They want to wow their husband or their boyfriend or their girlfriend on their anniversary. So it's just anything from, we answer text messages, they send us pictures, we give them guidance, we accessorize them, we find them full outfits, we work within their budget, we factor in our time, and then the concierge service is all-encompassing, and that we bring it to them wherever they are.
That's amazing. Okay, so we have to go to a commercial break, but there's so much more to talk about, and we will be right back. Stay tuned.
Now back to Style with Stevola.
Welcome back with Stevola. Style with Stevola. You are listening to WPHT 1210 AM, where everything style is happening. I am here with amazing, amazing guests, Pamela Ryan Caruso and Jennifer Frey Rossi. We're going to dive right in. See, I said dig, but I wouldn't. After that whole...
I get it.
The whole comment about...
You can say it, Steve. You won't embarrass me.
Well, the whole comment about legal services, now I'm dig, and I'm saying words that I'm not supposed to say, or I don't want to say, but I'm still saying them. Maybe I really want to say them.
You would.
Anyway. Anyway. Okay, so we were talking about the services, and so the first one we talked about personal styling. Now, just to give a quick example of what that is, like, what exactly do you do? Like, if someone hires you, like, just so people understand, like, what that service is.
It could be anything from a client. I would say the majority of our business for personal styling is an event. Maybe it's a black tie event, a wedding, a reunion, something where it's an event that the client needs to feel their most powerful and confident self. They may have a look they're going for. They may not have any idea what they're looking for, what they should do. They might be trying to wear something that's just completely out of season. They're really just lost. They want some direction and guidance. So once we kind of hone in and narrow down whether it's, oh, hey, I have this fabulous pair of shoes that I really want to wear to my high school reunion, or I'm going to a wedding where it's my husband's ex's, so-and-so is going to be there and I need to look really hot, anything. We just kind of hone in on that and we narrow it down, and then we will choose everything from makeup, accessories, hairstyle, outfit, shoes, bag, and even how you're going to arrive. Like, we will do everything. And we'll provide it all.
I love it. You said
within any budget.
That just really, like, stuck in my mind, that if, like, an ex going to her ex-husband's wedding,
the big deal.
Wow.
It happens all the time.
Right? Oh my God. I'd be like, can you alter my wedding gown?
Mm-hmm.
So you're naked?
Seriously, oh my God,
but
that's
classy.
Intense. That's intense. That's
always,
like, that's
always butt classy.
Always butt classy?
But make it classy.
Oh, yes. But make it classy.
Yes, exactly.
Not butt classy.
Yes, thank you, Steve.
I'm kind of butt classy.
Same, clearly.
All right, so then the next, oh my gosh, we have so much to get through, but this is so much fun. Okay, so the next events, you guys do events.
All the time.
Yeah, like, okay, so what, like, to you guys, like, what does that mean to the listeners? Like, explain that to the listeners. Events.
I feel like we started it because we wanted to really empower women. And I feel like usually women are like, oh, we're always here to support you, but they're not. Like, it's BS, you know? And Pam and I, we've really learned in the past year and a half plus who our true friends are, who our true supporters are. And with that being said, we're like, you know what? When you give back, when it's true, it really shines through. So that is where we really came into wanting to help people to build their businesses. And we have found that in doing that, it really helps us to meet these amazing women, to get new clients. And we just always remain ourselves. You know, like, Pam is so fancy and fabulous and gorgeous, but she never forgets where she comes from. She's like still Penn State Pam, hot Pam, as we call her.
Please don't put that
in. Hot Pam.
My husband named her.
I'm more offended by Penn State.
So if you want to reach out to her on her Instagram, hashtag Hot Pam.
Oh, hey. So, yeah. So we're all about we want everyone to succeed. We just met with a woman earlier. We're like, you know, and Pam said it best. We want everyone to be rich and fabulous and happy. Yeah. And if we can really bring that to the forefront of what we're doing, that's what matters the most.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, and you say rich and we, like, I want to be rich.
But there's different, like, ways of rich.
But exactly.
Rich in life.
Rich in life.
Rich in life and
right.
Love
always.
And happiness.
Absolutely.
That's a different, it's a completely different
right.
thing.
And
absolutely.
I love what you guys stand for earlier when you said, like, you could have $100 or you could have all the money in the world.
Yes.
It's just that you guys are going to cater to make that person, and your goal is to make that person feel really, really wonderful.
Oh, we pride ourselves in that. I mean, what we can do with, like, a pair of shoes and a dress for a wedding and an evening bag, and actually earrings for $140, that makes us feel so, like, we're like, wow, like, we're making this person feel amazing. And look at them.
You're
like,
right.
They look like they have like $3,000 worth of pieces on their body, merchandise. And
right.
it's definitely not that.
It's also the attitude that
yes.
you guys give them, because
confidence.
They're like, right, the confidence. And they are like, they feel so great. They're like, wow. They're just like, their heads up. They're like,
exactly.
I'm fabulous.
It actually makes us sad when people say, oh, you're a personal stylist, we can't afford you. Or maybe one day mm-hmm. we can afford your services. And we say, throw a number at us. So just a quick example is, you were asking earlier about personal styling. We had two women that they were both co-emceeing a very big black tie event, and one's budget was about $55 and the other one was around $1,000. But they were going to be on stage together, and we said, we can make this work. Give us an opportunity. We have an amazing alteration specialist that works with us, because as long as it's fitted right,
yeah,
it can look expensive. Let's
right.
be honest.
Absolutely.
It could be a t-shirt. It could be a pair of jeans. If it fits your body right, it's perfect. And these women look amazing.
Sorry to interrupt you, but you're absolutely right, because you can wear just a pair of jeans and a t-shirt.
And high heels.
High heels, you know, or, you know, you have a fabulous bag, or you like, it doesn't have to be fabulous, but in your mind, it's fabulous. But you just, it's special to you, and you just exude this confidence. And I think that's even more important. And the fit is very important.
It's everything.
And
it's
undergarments.
Everything.
Undergarments, people.
Yes.
Pay attention
no
to your
panty lines.
Or no undergarments,
yes,
for that matter. But anyway.
Right.
It is. It's true. So we work within all budgets.
If you defy gravity, then no undergarments.
We always say no panties. It takes 5 to 10 pounds off.
It does. Yes. No one needs
really?
Those lines.
Always.
Yes.
For the women,
lines,
yes.
Oh my God, I should take mine off right now.
You should.
No. I need to lose 5 pounds.
We've actually never told any of our male clients that. We'll test it out.
Test it out. Let me know.
Oh,
they're
God.
Like, with your male clients, you can be like,
yeah.
Oh, and that's another very good point. Very good point is, you know, you also do men. So it's men and women.
Yes.
Guys out there.
We style men.
Check
we
them
don't
out.
Do men.
Go to their website.
Yes.
BravadoPhilly.com.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah. Plugging you. Hello. All right. So moving on to, this is one of my favorites because I love doing this, and I've done it also for a few people, a few friends and clients, but closet audits. How do you, like, let's explain that to the listeners.
This could be a whole separate podcast.
Absolutely.
Closet audits are, we're going to break it down, but basically when a client is interested in a closet audit, we do not call them cleanouts because we think that's insulting. We don't want to come in, wipe out your wardrobe,
mm-hmm,
and
100%.
Make you spend, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars. We want to come in, talk to you about what you're comfortable in, see how you're fitting your clothes, what you can store away that's going to come back in style, what you can donate, which we will help with as well, and then what key pieces that you're missing that we can help you within your budget. It usually starts at about 5 hours.
Mm-hmm. Always.
And it's
least.
A lot. It's a lot of work, and it's emotional. I mean, we're emotionally tied to a lot of our pieces. I know I can't clean out my closet without Jen.
It's crazy. We clean out everyone else's closets or organize their
but
closets.
But I can't get rid of like a tank top.
Exactly.
It's sad.
It's like shredded. You're like, no.
Pam, it's a Penn State tank top.
It's right. From Penn State.
It would be a belly shirt now with her boobs.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
I need to like frame it.
One thing that I like when I do closet audits, which I mean, I love doing because it also, you get to understand the person and what they like.
Yes.
But my favorite part is taking some of the garments that they're like, I never wear this. It looks so dated. And I alter it to make it look up
exactly.
to date.
Exactly.
Like,
yes.
And they're like,
so beautiful.
What? That's the same dress. I'm like, yeah, I just took it in. Like, you know, the skirt was maybe straight and I just brought it in to like be a pencil. And I'm like, they're like, wow. I'm like, it was 2 stitch lines. But right. It's true. Like those kinds of things, they're all really important. Like you don't have to get rid of stuff.
It's true. And that's,
you know?
that like, seriously, that is what makes our day. That is what makes us fulfilled. We're like, wow, we will leave there. And we're like, we just literally nailed it. We made her day. She felt beautiful. And that
she
is.
She didn't have to spend a lot of money.
Exactly. We have a client that had that. She had three different floors in her house of different closets. And we're like, no. So now she kicked her husband out of her closet. And we love her the most of everyone.
Yeah.
Yes.
We organized it and she sends us pictures and she's nailing it daily.
Nailing it,
just
yes.
by us going in there and organizing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I mean, and I mean, if you can, I think it's always important, like with your partner, to have separate closets. I mean, even if you don't have like a ton of stuff, it's just nice because you know where everything is and you can organize it yourself. And
yeah,
you just have your
own
space.
She's got fantastic stuff.
Same bed. Separate closets.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Well, let's make that a T-shirt.
Seriously.
Hashtag.
That is
another hashtag.
Saving
T-shirt.
Saving marriages. One at a time.
Bravado.
At the bottom, bravado.
And brawn juice.
Right. I love it. All right. So there are a couple more like services that you guys do, but we have to take a break. And so we will be right back. Stay tuned.
once again, Stevola Sanchez.
Hi, welcome back. You're listening to Style with Stevola. I'm your host, Stevola. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you've missed the first two segments, you can find me on radio.com and then go to the search bar, Style with Stevola, and then you can listen to all my past all my past episodes. And you binge listen and have fun. And then actually you can send me a message and tell me what you think. I'm always open to improvements. You can find me at Style with Stevola on Instagram or Stevola on Instagram. So I am here with two incredible guests. And this time I want them to introduce themselves.
Jennifer Rossi from Bravado.
Pamela Caruso from Bravado.
Welcome. Just want the listeners to know, if you are just tuning in, these two women are insanely talented and insanely beautiful, but don't be intimidated because they'll make you look just as beautiful. Right?
Yes.
Maybe that should be a t-shirt too.
And on any budget.
We'll make you just as beautiful.
On any budget.
Yes. And I feel like
Sorry,
people always prejudge us. And meanwhile, we're like, I feel like we're like men. Like, we can literally drink you under the table. It's true.
Jen, I think they pre and post judge us because of how much we can drink.
Exactly. But yes. So it's like Pam and her in her Gucci and all this fabulousness next to me.
Amazing.
No. Yes.
Amazing.
And Jen, this glamazon.
She's still hot Pam, Penn State Pam.
They're both really amazing. But we have to like circle back though, because we have to finish all of your all of the services that you guys offer, the legal services. So the consulting now we're on. Now explain what that is and what you guys do as far as consulting.
Yeah. So we will go into any store and say if someone needs help with their window displays or with their floor plan, or like, you know what, it's at the holidays and we're so busy and I've got a girl out on maternity leave, so we need to bring in, you know, like outerwear. So we're like, okay, no worries. We will go to New York for you. We have a ton of vendors in New York City, in Miami, in Australia, and we're just really so lucky that we can do this. If you need accessories, we can outfit everything that you need. So when we say that we're going to go into a store, we will literally bring your store next level. And that's something that we pride ourselves on greatly, because again, it shows our true craft and our true, it's a talent. Like, you just cannot do that. It's something that you're born
right.
with.
And agreed.
We have the look, we have the eye, and we always, again, we keep everything at like under cost. And that's something that we do love, because we are all about making things look very expensive. However, they're not expensive at all.
Right. No, I think that's really important.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be, you know, top of the line, or I mean, I don't want to say bottom of the line because that's like insulting, but just, you know, expensive or not expensive.
Midline.
But yeah. Right.
Affordable.
Affordable. And it's just like how you style it and how you make it work mm-hmm. is really, truly important.
Jen is truly a savant with that. Everything that she just said, it's the truth. And we've also gone to any of the New York shows with the buyers from stores, and just Jen has like a stopwatch. It's like, okay, 3 minutes and 22 seconds at this booth, and then we have to go over here to this booth. And she does it. We approach it. I mean, like Jen approaches it like it's the Olympics. It's truly spectacular. But that's what you need. You need diligence, and you need, you need to be rigorous, just like with any other job or craft. And it's the truth.
Absolutely, it's so true. I had a client that I would actually go to Bergdorf's for. And it was like the best thing in the world, mm-hmm. but the worst thing in the world, because one, it's stressful and you're on a time schedule.
Yeah.
So you're like, I got to get in and out and I got to be at this person's place. We set an appointment, you know, and I'm usually a little bit late. So yeah, it's hard, but you have to, when it's like a client that's really, you know, important. And the hard thing was, the great thing was, is like, I'd go there, they'd give me the biggest fitting room, I could style all my looks there, they'd serve me lunch. So I was like, do I have to leave now? and you're surrounded by many amazing clothes, but it's not all glamour. That was going to be my point, is it's like, I'm running around, I'm sweating, I'm sitting in the fitting room, and it's like, yes, you think they feed you lunch, but I'm like sitting there and I'm like trying to put all these things together in this like window, right? Because you have to be done, you have to move on, you have to go somewhere else, blah, blah, blah. But it's, you know, but it's exciting and it's fun, but it's a lot. a lot of work.
People think that it is, oh, you must love what you do. You get to go shopping all day with other people's money. I'm like, but I also feel like I have Miranda Priestly like whipping me. Like it is, it's never ending. And then you're also subject, you're subject to people and shipping and people just being very last minute. Like we will get calls same day. I'm going to a black tie event tonight. I'm working till 7 p.m. I have one dress. I hate it. It doesn't fit right. What can you do?
Right. So that's part of the concierge service.
We have an archive. It is. Yeah. Like our archive is gorgeous. We're very proud of what
we're
we have.
We're building it up slowly but
yes,
surely.
Exactly.
They mean a lot to us. Our clients mean a lot to us. Yeah. And we want to be able to offer them beautiful pieces if they are in a pinch. And a lot of our clients are in a pinch. And so if we're going to say that we're going to do something. Mm-hmm. Jenna, I always say, say what you're going to do and then do what you say.
Exactly.
1,000%.
That's it.
Always.
1,000%. And I think that's really important as far as the business goes, is just having that relationship. And like you said, like it was, that's really important. Like you have this relationship, you really care about them. It's not like just a job, you know, you're clocking in and clocking out. It's like, you care about these people.
Yes.
You really, you have this like bond with them. You want to make sure that they're, when they step out that door, that they feel like incredible, you know, and that's what you do. That's, I think that's,
it really builds loyalty and they're now our friends.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And like a year later, we have people inviting us into their homes that would never have. And Pam and I, that we truly, truly.
We feel so lucky. And
yeah.
Blessed.
Yeah. Exactly.
And like we said, it could be anything from every day to shopping and running errands up to a black tie event. But I think what really started our passion is that we saw that we were impacting people's lives on the biggest day of their lives, whether it was a wedding, a bridal shower, a baby shower, you know, seeing somebody they were intimidated by. It was an interview, a job interview that changed their lives. We've had women call us after job interviews in tears.
Yes.
I would have never landed that job if it weren't for you two.
Oh my
we
gosh.
Get off the phone and
that's amazing.
We don't,
and
we
that's
try not
where
to
our
cry,
door but, comes out because we are such nerds.
It's true.
Well, we love that.
That actually,
we love what we do.
Yes.
I can tell. It's amazing. And you exude what you do. Like you guys are always like looking like top notch. You know, so it's like, you know, you, I guess you do what you preach.
Thank you.
Or you look as you preach.
Come see me tomorrow morning when I'm walking my dog. I don't know about that.
Yeah, it depends on how late we stay out tonight, right?
No, that's very sweet. And especially coming from you, you're so fashionable. It means a lot
Thank
to
you.
Us.
Thank you. But I what I wanted to say though is just you had mentioned just being, you know, so like loving to your clients and understanding and helpful to them. Is there like an aha moment? Like you're just like just a, like something you can share with us that where you're just like, oh my God, I really, really like, I love what I do. And I feel so good about what I do right now.
There have been so many, but I think the one was the pivotal moment, and we can sum it up pretty quickly in that we had a client that was, it was about 7 days out from when we applied for our LLC. And she is a wonderful business owner, so tremendous, so successful. And she was leaving for Miami in about 8 to 12 hours. But she had a flood in her place. She had not a scrap of item packed, nothing. And we went to her office, tremendous, huge office. She was holding a board meeting at 9 o'clock at night. She led us into another boardroom. We laid out everything from bikinis to accessories, shoes, bags, everything. She swept it into the bag, gave us her credit card, and the entire transaction was done in about 9 minutes. So we go downstairs, we get in the Uber, and we kind of looked at each other out of the corner of our eyes, right? Like,
yes,
and
it was crazy.
That's when we said to each other, we don't need a storefront. We can still help people and we can still change lives.
Yeah.
She texted us 5 minutes later and said, no one's ever made me feel so special. And we don't like to cry, but because it like ruins our mascara, but it just, but we like both got like a little like moist
our
in the eyes.
Got wet,
yeah, we got like a little
moist.
Like our like eye ducts like
I'm so
worked
dehydrated,
a little bit.
I can't cry.
Exactly.
Yeah. Same.
Yes.
It was that was the aha moment where we said, and that's what I said. What we said earlier, we will be
we
Philadelphia's first concierge service.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
That was a huge
was
moment.
It.
Yeah,
I know.
We were so proud of ourselves.
And then, so the last thing before, like quickly before we go to commercial break, that you guys do custom denim jackets.
Denim jackets, moto jackets, shoes. Pam does it all. Pam is an artist.
I like to paint.
Yeah.
I love that.
I do.
So like.
She's nocturnal.
That's what I do when I should be sleeping.
Oh my gosh. Oh my. Well, that's the story of my life. Exactly. I'm up all night. But just really quickly, so explain to the listeners exactly what that is. Like, do they bring the jacket to you?
Anything, either. And either then, or whole template. We can sit down from start to finish.
And you talk about it. And absolutely. You come up with a concept and then you just go crazy with the artwork.
And then I do a mock-up of it, have them sign off on it, colors, everything.
That is amazing. All right. Well, we have to go to commercial break, but thank you guys for listening. And please stay tuned. We have another segment with the beauties and I'm the beast.
Not even.
Hardly.
Exactly.
This is Style with Stevola. Style with Stevola.
Welcome back. It's Stevola and you're listening to Style with Stevola. We are at WPHT 1210 every Saturday at 11 p.m. Please tune in. And again, if you are just tuning in, you've missed an incredible segment, so you're only in the last one. Wah, wah. But you can hear us back on radio.com and in the search bar, do Style with Stevola, and listen to everything. It all. I am here with incredible guests, Pamela Ryan Caruso and Jennifer Frey Rossi. They own Bravado, which is a multi service company. Really incredible. We just talked about like pretty much all the services, the legal services that you guys provide. I love saying that. Yes. But no, it's really legit. It's amazing. Incredible styling. Incredible events. I mean, incredible denim jackets. I mean, there's just so much. Just check them out. On bravadophilly.com. They're amazing. So we are going to get a little funny right now. And we'll get back to being serious. But I just want to do this little thing that I love doing with guests, and it's called rapid fire questions. Can I do that with you guys?
Of course.
Yes.
Okay. It shouldn't take too long. They're really quick. And you just have to answer like what just pops into your head.
Oh,
like
gosh.
Once I ask the question, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, teddy bear or jewelry?
Jewelry.
Duh.
Yes.
Duh. Yes is your answer.
Jewelry, yes.
I'm just kidding.
I close my eyes for these types of things.
Yes. Yeah. I'm looking away.
Yeah, let's all meditate before.
And my eyes shot open. Like, is this even a question?
Exactly.
Okay. But we got to go fast. So you
yes, go,
answer.
Go, go.
Okay. Ready? Wine or cocktail?
Cocktail.
Cocktail.
Flowers or chocolate?
Flowers.
Chocolate. I love chocolate.
Less calories.
She's blue sweet. Or yellow?
Blue.
Yellow.
Leather or lace?
Leather.
Leather.
Oh. Services. Just kidding.
You're not. And I'm not either.
Diamonds or pearls?
Diamonds.
What's so bad about pearls?
They're Chanel.
They're Chanel. Yeah, they're Chanel pearls. Same.
Yes.
Okay. See, now I'm taking one. red or black lingerie?
Black.
Black.
Phone call or text?
Phone call.
Text all day. God.
Candles
old.
Or incense?
Candles.
Jeans or dress?
Jeans.
Jeans.
Morning or night?
Night.
Night.
Bath or shower?
Shower.
Bath.
A bath and then a shower.
Depends on what the occasion is.
No. Services. Okay, then since we're going in that direction.
My hands are sweating.
Right, mine too. Okay, ready? Top or bottom?
Both.
Oh, both.
Depends.
You don't have that.
Behind.
Pam.
Wait, it doesn't mean that. It could just mean like in life.
Top.
You mean like a top or, let's bring it back to styling. How about a shirt or pants?
Shirt, Pam. Always a top.
Right.
Yeah, it's always a top.
Oh my God, that's so funny. But thank you for doing that. It was so entertaining to me.
That was a trick.
That was good. Those were good.
They were.
Right?
They were
Aren't
really
they
good.
Fun?
Yes, they were fun.
Super fun. Okay, so let's get serious now and move back into why you guys are here and promoting Bravado, which is an amazing business. Why did you guys choose Philadelphia and not another city? Just curious.
People don't dress in the city. Mm-mm. What is up with that? Sorry.
I'm new to the city. I don't want to walk down the street and get beat up if I say anything.
No, you're not. Okay, we'll say it for you.
I know.
Look at
New
you.
York.
You're not included in that now.
No, yeah, no, but not me. But if I,
no,
you know.
No, you can't say it.
No, but I mean, they're.
He agrees with us. He just can't say he agrees with us.
Well, yes. Actually, listen. there's, you know, it could be like up a notch. Yeah, sure.
New York dresses, Miami dresses, LA dresses, even like Austin, like they. We are a big fan of situational dressing.
Yes.
Huge fan of situational dressing.
What is that?
It's just dressing appropriately for either the demographic or the location or the occasion. So if I live in Philly, I wear combat boots all the time. Jen hates it. It's fine. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm wearing heels today.
I love her combat boots because she's so little. But now that she's doing dancing, I'm making her wear high heels every day. Her posture, her legs, her muscles. Yes.
So anyway, I wear combat boots all the time. But if I'm going to Nantucket, I'm not wearing combat boots. I'm wearing like navy and stripes and
wedges.
Seersucker. Like it's situational. Yes. If I'm going to Paris, I'm probably wearing like a really chic flat because you're walking everywhere, a skinny pant and scarves. Scarves all day in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
LA, depending on where you're going. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I
Miami,
think that's really important for the
you're
listeners.
Wearing like
so
a
ba- important, yeah.
Miami, I mean, you're wearing like a bandage dress and you're dressing like a Kardashian. Like it just, it's situational depending on where you are and what you're doing.
Yes.
Yeah. Listeners, if you just heard that, you might have to like rewind, you know.
It's a lot. We're throwing
no,
a lot.
No, but it's
you.
Great. Those are some great tips.
It's very
like,
important.
I think it's
because,
really important.
Yeah, I mean, and we also work with a lot of clients from South Jersey, like right over the bridge, New York City, Miami, you name it. But as far as Jersey goes, like it's like you can't wear duck boots and look like Han Solo and wear a puffer vest and a plaid shirt.
Whoa.
Exactly. Whoa.
Yeah, we're not pumpkin picking every weekend, people.
Get it together, ladies.
But so to answer your question, why Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Because Philly needs help.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we also love Philly. And Philly is an amazing restaurant scene and art scene.
Oh my gosh, it's
and
incredible.
Let's, people,
and they're on fire.
And so, charity. Yeah. Philadelphia is very philanthropic. Yeah. Let's get dressed up. Let's celebrate the city. Let's celebrate what we're doing for the city, for each other. Let's support each other. But let's look really hot.
Show up, yes.
Let's look overly hot. Let's look the best we can while we're doing
curse.
All these things.
Yes.
Maybe we should collaborate and do an event like that where
I love it.
It's what's, almost like kind of like yes. a Rittenhouse Ball esque thing, but it's at a new location and it's like a fundraiser, but you have to be like decked. And they also have to hire us.
Yes.
Or you guys.
And the charity. All of us. Let's all make money, babies.
Right. Yes. That's all we're about.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yes, babies.
But we love Philly.
Yeah, no.
We
Philly's
really
an
do.
Incredible city.
We love
and there's
it.
A lot of potential. But I do think that, you know, as far as like the fashion scene, I would say, it could definitely
right.
like be picked up.
Yes.
And it, you know.
And we're really proud that Philadelphia now has this great Philadelphia fashion district. Let's give them a shout
yeah.
out. Seriously,
yes.
we've connected with a lot of these amazing women from there.
Mm-hmm.
And let's really try to spearhead that. We want to support them, have them support us. We are all about that. This is an amazing city and the boundaries are really limitless right now. So let's
yeah.
just get behind it.
So let's take a little time travel capsule and go back for a second. Like, when you guys, or when, actually, when did you guys meet and how did you meet? Really quickly, because.
It was I can speak really fast. It was years ago and it was just instant connection. And then I think the pivotal moment of our relationship transcending was when our husbands met.
Yes.
And then we've just been really close ever since. And there's just a mutual trust and there's a mutual bond there. We said when we started this business, this will never work if we're not honest. I don't care if you're going to hurt my feelings. I don't care if I don't agree with you, but we will always be honest.
Amazing.
And that has worked.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, on that note, thank you guys so much for joining me
thank
on this
you,
show.
We're
this
so
was so much
us.
Fun. We'll probably have you on again.
Yay.
And listeners, stay safe, you know, sanitize, wash your hands, do all those things that everyone's telling you to do, but just be safe. And thank you for listening. And I hope you enjoyed the show. Have a great night.
Thanks for listening to Style with Stevola, a Jacob Media production. If you're interested in learning more about the power of the radio hour, contact Joe Kraus at 267-261-3428. This program is a paid commercial announcement and in no way represents the views of WPHT or its management.